Ministry leadership is hard. It can be exhausting and confusing and overwhelming, especially in times of great change like we're living in now. That's why we need to get up on the balcony, as Ronald Heifetz puts it. We need to learn to get a view from the top, see what's happening on the dance floor. That requires leadership skill, adaptive capacity, emotional health, and deep spiritual formation. I'm Marcus Watson, and my hope is that these quick conversations with Todd Bolsinger would help you both develop a healthy outer life of ministry leadership and a healthy inner life of faithful discipleship. Hey everyone, welcome to another conversation for the long haul of leadership. I'm here with Todd Bolsinger once again, and we're going to look at a quote from Chuck Whitley. This is from episode 81, titled Anger and Spiritual Leadership. And here's what he says. He says, we need to shift our anger from responding with retaliation to addressing systems that need to be changed. We need to shift our anger from responding with retaliation to addressing systems that need to be changed. So did I say I'm here with Todd Bolsinger? I'm here with Todd Bolsinger once again. And Todd, let's talk about this. Maybe a good starting place is just talk about anger. Is there a place for anger that doesn't look like retaliation in our leadership?
Well, I think the most important thing, Marcus, is to acknowledge that most of us are uncomfortable even acknowledging anger, right?
Yeah,
How many times have we been in a meeting where someone say, man, that made you angry? And you're like, I'm not angry. I'm just frustrated, right? Yeah. So I would say this is the best part of that quote is that it talks about the system.
Yeah.
And one of the best things we can do as leaders is to keep reminding ourselves that we are part of this system. We contribute to it one way or another. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that if you've been genuinely hurt, especially if you've been abused, that you're a victim. But it means that you also have a bit of agency, if nothing else, the agency to ask for help. Right? So retaliation, I think, is what happens when we get triggered by anger. And usually that happens when we're afraid or when we are hurt.
Yeah.
And then we most of the time unconsciously retaliate.
Yep.
And we end up because we want them to hurt as bad as we hurt.
Yeah.
And that retaliation will never lead to healing.
Yeah.
I mean Jesus talks about this the most, right? And this is why we have to learn to acknowledge our anger.
Yep.
Name our fear, name our hurt, and then take responsibility for appropriate responsibility for the part that's ours.
Yeah.
Even if that's to say nothing, but nothing more than to say, ouch, that hurt. Right? That's a way of beginning to make the system acknowledge that however we're doing this, we've created a world where people can hurt other people, and we've got to figure out a way to stop that.
Yeah. As you're describing this, what I'm thinking of is the civil rights movement, which was a way, I imagine, my understanding, of not responding with retaliation. Certainly there were components of that, but Martin Luther King Jr., I think, maybe addressed this broken system in a way that could change it. There was anger there. And they said, ouch, as you're describing, right? Now, that's one example, but what might that look like in a local congregation? Maybe there's some churches you've worked with that have, where there's been anger and they've had to work through that in a healthy way and to change the system. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times this shows up in very passive aggressive language. So like if I work for a church, I work with a church in the South, they'll make jokes about bless your heart comments where you can say bless your heart, but then you can say almost anything you want and that you're smiling and you're saying, oh, we're just kidding. We're just funning. Right. Or in the Midwest, I've been in places where they've talked about stuff like Minnesota nice, where you act nice, but the truth is you're seething inside. For those of us in California, I think sometimes our passive aggressiveness just looks as if we just push off and we get busy and we say, I forgot this. I'm just too busy. What we have to do is if we want to make the system a place that values treating people well so that we might accomplish our mission and that we might find everybody flourishing, we're going to have to acknowledge when everybody steps on a toe. And we've got to make it clear that nobody can intentionally go around stomping on toes. And if we can own that by saying, ouch, by taking responsibility for where we're hurt and taking responsibility for what we hurt other people, mm-hmm. then the system can itself become better. It can become stronger and healthier and less harmful. And then retaliation doesn't have a place in there.
Yeah, yeah. And what if you know, maybe you're able to manage your own anger as well as you can, but then there are other people that are angry. Is there any way of perhaps navigating the anger that others are bringing into a circumstance? Mm-hmm.
Well, so this goes back to the notion, if you think about anger as being connected to, say, fear and hurt, very often when someone's angry, I will pause and I'll say something like, hey, I'm sorry, did I hurt you? Did I say something wrong? Did I step on your toe there? Like, instead of saying, why are you so angry? I'll try to address the deeper, I'll try to take it a step deeper and really even owning my part in it. If others are being angry, or to say, hey, look, it seems like this got heated all of a sudden. I'm confused. What happened here? What's going on here? Like, naming anger as a legitimate feeling is important. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, in your anger, do not sin. He didn't say, don't be angry. Right. So naming, hey, this sounds like this made you angry. And I would like to understand that is a good way of being in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's great. And it's good, right? And is what you've been saying, what we've been saying is that there is a place for healthy anger in leadership, in the work that we do, moving our churches and organizations from here to there, right? And there's going to be loss, there's going to be fear and anger, and it gets expressed as anger a lot of the time. So,
I tell leaders, if you're going to bring change and be faithful in change, people are going to be angry. And they're going to be angry at you. So if you can understand that they're angry, that they're probably, it's not personal.
Yeah.
More than likely, it's because the decisions are being made or feel hard.
Yeah.
So then you can not have to respond to that anger with your own and make it worse.
Yeah, that's great. Here's the quote one last time. Chuck Whitley said, "We need to shift our anger from responding with retaliation to addressing systems that need to be changed." Well, thanks for listening to this quick conversation with Todd Bolsinger. If you find the Spiritual Life and Leadership podcast valuable, would you share it with someone you know? And would you also rate and review the podcast? That helps to make the podcast more findable for others. Again, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time here on Spiritual Life and Leadership.